Okay, it's been a big week for science, what with Nobels and so on, but we're also in Mental Health Week, and it's worth remembering what we don't know, how much there is to find out urgently, as well as slapping ourselves on the back and handing out the gongs. Bruce Donald is a lawyer. He actually used to head the ABC's legal department, but he also wants you to think about Fragile X. Bruce.
September was a very important month for Australian genetic disorder science, and also for the potentially enormous value that science offers for families struggling with genetic disability. Much of the activity was about Fragile X syndrome. Fragile what? I hear the familiar cry going up. And what has Australian science got to do with it? Well, like thousands of other Australian families, I am only too familiar with Fragile X syndrome, the world's leading cause of inherited intellectual disability, and the leading known genetic cause of autism. Fragile X has impacted on our extended family, both here and in the UK, over three generations. Think of a footy finals crowd of 80,000 people. That's about the number of Australian families carrying this genetic condition that may cause serious, lifelong intellectual disability in their children. Every week in Australia, one child is born who is fully affected by Fragile X syndrome, and 20 children are born who are carriers, with the potential to pass the disorder to later generations. One in every 170 women and one in 800 men are estimated to be Fragile X carriers. It's an iceberg of genetic disability. And usually, families are completely unaware of it until a child is born with puzzling behavioural and developmental conditions. That was certainly the case for my family and is also the case for so many others I meet. Signs of Fragile X in infants and adults include unexplained tantrums, unusual and delayed speech, intellectual and developmental delay, anxiety, obsessiveness, social dysfunction, floppy limbs and hand flapping, sensory hypersensitivity, and a loud voice. Fragile X children are often called the smiling autistic because they have a generally happy disposition but display symptoms on the autistic spectrum. Significant signs of adults carrying Fragile X are early menopause for women and involuntary tremor in older men and women. Fragile X syndrome affects all intellectual, social, logical, and sequential abilities. What happens is that the Fragile X gene expands abnormally over generations until it reaches the full mutation range where the DNA for the formation of a protein called FMR1, which is so essential to communication in the brain, is actually switched off, resulting in disability. Affected males, having only one chromosome, are generally seriously affected intellectually and in their development. Females, who have two X chromosomes, are less affected because they have another compensating X chromosome, which is not impacted. Nevertheless, the effect on girls and women can be very severe. For over 30 years, Australian geneticists have been at the forefront of the science on this mutation. In September, in South Australia, they hosted the 16th International Fragile X Workshop, last held in Australia in 1993, when the renowned Professor Gillian Turner was the host. It was Turner, working with people like Professor Grant Sutherland from South Australia, who played such an important role in identifying the Fragile X mutation by the late 1980s. And in 2013, Gillian Turner was there again, now emeritus, to celebrate the advances of 30 years in understanding the pathological basis of how the Fragile X gene and the FMR1 protein works and how it can be managed. The scientists discussed the very significant advances in understanding and predicting just how the Fragile X gene abnormally expands over generations, even if the why is still a mystery. They reviewed advances in the science on blood testing, both for newborn screening and prenatal carrier testing, increasing the possibility of earlier detection and prevention. They covered the more effective blood tests, which can determine the precise nature of the mutation in individual cases, leading to a more direct assessment of the intellectual outcome for males and females. And they discussed the development of medications and treatments that work to improve the symptoms of Fragile X. All of these advances in the science provide very significant hope for families who are so unexpectedly confronted by the lifelong challenge of Fragile X, and we hope they will also lead the way to awareness for those thousands I mentioned who have no idea they are carrying the condition in the first place. While this high-level scientific meeting was taking place, leading US geneticists from the MIND Institute at the University of California, Davis, Professors Rondi and Paul Huggerman, were conducting practical workshops throughout Australia with the Fragile X Association. They engaged with health workers and families on both the most up-to-date science and also the best practice in medical and behavioural support. The Huggermans have worked for many years with their Australian colleagues and are very skilled at translating the science into its clinical applications and exploring the important medications that are available to address the debilitating symptoms, particularly severe anxiety. Of course, these workshops are where the rubber hits the road, so to speak, where the science meets the tough reality of what is actually happening to families in the community. While the science of blood testing is improving, the standard newborn heel prick blood test on babies, which covers 20 significant conditions including cystic fibrosis and PK syndrome, still does not include a Fragile X component. So, unlike for other conditions, Fragile X families do not know from the birth of a child what they are dealing with in order to manage the disability in an informed and supported way from the start. Nor can parents make informed reproductive decisions to avoid Fragile X in later children. The average age in Australia for finally diagnosing Fragile X as the cause of their serious problem is still 7 years of age. This means that the norm is 2 or 3 Fragile X children in families, and sometimes 4 or more. There are inspiring stories in the workshops of competent, engaged families managing care and housing for their adult children well. But there are also many other stories of aging adult Fragile X people living desperate lives, poorly understood by a social welfare system not properly across Fragile X syndrome. The workshops remind us that the impact on the wider families is often not adequately treated. Disturbingly, the workshops reveal that there remains a wide lack of knowledge generally amongst doctors, therapists, and teachers. As I began, "Fragile what?" is the universal response. Many doctors are still not clear about when and how to test and how to interpret the results to families. Mistakes in testing still occur. There is an obvious need for a massive improvement in the practical application of the science in the community. Yet importantly, the testing is getting much better and more available. At the September meeting of the Association of Genetic Support of Australasia, John Christodoulou, Professor of Genetic Medicine at Westmead Hospital in Sydney, reported on the advances in gene sequencing generally. These have the potential for early diagnosis of conditions to relieve families from the exhaustion of being, as Christodoulou put it, on the diagnostic treadmill. This is the frustrating process of families going from test to test and doctor to doctor in search of an explanation until finally they have the genetic cause. He was echoing the familiar feedback from the Fragile X workshops of the major problem of late diagnosis. And in Melbourne, the Victorian Clinical Genetics Services within the Murdoch Children's Research Institute has been promoting its new free program to blood test and screen families for the Fragile X genetic disorder. This builds on the impressive recent work of the Murdoch Institute in the technology for newborn screening of Fragile X, announced just last year. Why is all this science so crucial? Well, as a parent who struggled for over a decade without an explanation of what was causing the exhausting daily issues in my family, I have become dedicated to doing whatever I can to let people know as soon as possible with a newborn just what they are dealing with, so they can avoid the floundering around and untargeted approach we had to endure. Early intervention is universally acknowledged as the very best way for all disability. Ignorance is certainly not bliss with Fragile X syndrome. Knowledge is life-changing. Further, if pre-pregnancy blood testing can become accessible to the general population as for other conditions, there is even the chance over the next few generations that we can make Fragile X syndrome part of history.
Wouldn't that be good? And Bruce Donald suggests anyone keen to make a contribution to the Fragile X Association of Australia can go to their website, fragilex.org.au, and help push the science along.